This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Normal Council is moving forward with the replacement and improvement of some water mains and exchanged farewell praises during the last regular meeting for City Manager Mark Peterson. GLT's Charlie Schlenker has more with the Town of Normal Mayor.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal stopped by Sound Ideas following their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Coos, thanks for your time.
Good to be here.
We'll also talk about the recently approved budget and the Economic Development Council's One Voice trip, but let's start with City Manager Mark Peterson. Last night was his last meeting. You two have mostly presented a united front on issues over the years. Was the appearance the reality?
I would say for the most part. There were times that Mark and the council disagreed on things. I think the Marriott Hotel was one issue. Working with John Q. Hammonds, the council felt that Hammonds was the right person. Staff didn't necessarily agree. But at the end of the day, it worked out. And to Mark's credit, the few times that we didn't agree as a council and a manager, he took that issue or that project like it was his own. He knew that that's what he needed to do, is to do what the council wished to do in terms of policy.
So how did you deal with those disagreements? I mean, how did he – it's a difficult thing to internalize it and champion it if you didn't buy into it at the start.
It wasn't for him. Honestly, it really was not. His ability to deliver what the council wanted, it was core to his management philosophy. He understood quite well and understands quite well the council manager form of government. He knows his role. He knows the council's role. And we're both very good about respecting those boundaries.
How do you craft that relationship?
You know, it takes time. And we talked a little bit about that last night, but the culture of the organization goes back 40, 50 years. And the fact we've got such a good council and the past councils have been such good councils, where people understand their role as an elected official. They're not there to do the day-to-day, get in the weeds of running the city. Their job is policy, and they understand that. And they understand and respect the manager's ability to deliver on their policy wishes.
What is your view of Mark Peterson's impact on the town?
It's an enormous impact. Again, it's such a symbiotic relationship between the manager and the council. Mark, you know, in a council manager form of government, the city council has one employee, the city manager, and the city manager is the CEO of the organization. So where Mark shined is developing a culture of high customer service, expertise in your field, professionalism from the staff. He developed that in the staff. It was there from Dave Anderson, but he took it to the next level. It's a highly tuned organization. It sounds like I'm bragging. I am.
Life after Peterson now. Please lay out your view of the transition to the new city manager, Pam Reese.
Well, I think it will be a good transition. I'm sure there are going to be some bumps along the way, but Pam has been there for 27 years. We went through a national search to replace Mark, and Pam rose to the top of that search, so we're pretty confident about that.
Some of the bumps are often stylistic ones more
exactly.
than substantive ones. Exactly. What do you anticipate in terms of a difference in her style versus Mark's?
Ask me that question in a month.
Okay. The town is spending some money, $897,000, on some new water mains. Mm-hmm. Is this routine maintenance or something more?
I wouldn't call it routine maintenance. It's part of an overall master plan that we have for our sewer and water systems. We have found that we have highly corrosive soils, and this is an issue that's kind of popping up nationwide, where people didn't realize the corrosiveness of the soils and the type of materials they were using to put in water mains. So I would call this a major capital improvement. You know, you could call it maintenance, but it's really more of a capital improvement.
What is the condition of the mains?
The ones we're replacing need replacing. They're past their useful life. You can go in and patch them, but it's a revolving door kind of maintenance system. You patch it here, and then a week later you patch it there, and then a month later you patch it there. In the long term, it's much better to replace.
This is Sound Ideas. Mayor Chris Koos is with the Town of Normal and joins us after council meetings. You and other community leaders recently returned from Washington, D.C. They're on the Economic Development Council's One Voice trip. You and other town officials were educating elected officials and others in D.C. on the need for an underpass in Uptown Normal. What did you hear back?
We heard very positive things. We did not get a Tiger Grant, as you well know. But we were we found out later that we were a high priority project in the Department of Transportation. We didn't really fully expect to get funding on this. We were hopeful, but we know it's a long process. The people that we talked to, the professionals in Federal Railway Administration and Department of Transportation, think it's a good project. They like the fact that it has IDOT support, it has Amtrak support, it has Union Pacific support to get this project done.
A couple of weeks ago, you said that the public library decision not to go forward at this time with a new library south of the tracks that would ease the connection between Uptown and Uptown South, that the underpass would ease that connection, would probably not impact the Tiger Grant request. Are you still of that same mind?
I am, because the library was only a piece of what we call Uptown 2.0. We see businesses locating there. We see non-student residential multifamily locating in that area. So we still think that the underpass is viable and needed.
If the town can't afford to support funding for a new library in the short or even medium term of at least 5 years, as you told GLT a couple of weeks ago, how much can the town support funding for an expansion of the existing library?
You know, they're doing a study on that right now, and I think we'll have to wait to see the results of that study to see what's really needed to expand on that site or what they're going to do. I can't answer that at this point.
They've already spent several hundred thousand dollars on a conceptual design for a new library. Is that money wasted?
I don't think so, because they're looking at both options. They're not saying, well, we don't have the money to build a new library, so we're going to abandon that. So I would say these ideas are moving in parallel.
It seems redundant, though.
Yes and no. I mean, the cost of the study of staying in the same place is not that much money. And the best outcome would be to have a new library in a new location. I think that's their preferred outcome. I think a lot of the studies say that that's a better outcome. It's up to us to figure out how to pay for it.
Well, why give up now then?
I would not. They're not giving up on this. They're just looking at all options. And that's. Please don't look at this as, you know, we decided we can't do A, so we're going to do B. That's not what's going on at all.
That was kind of the rhetoric given by Brian Chase, though, that it was not going to be achievable in even the medium term. So we may as well look at this on the shorter medium term at the existing facility to meet our needs. And doesn't that put it off for 20 or 30 years?
I don't know, Charlie. I don't think so. I don't like to see it that way. I would still like to see us be able to do it, but we have to be realistic in what we can afford and when we can afford it.
Let's move on to discussion of the recently passed budget. How does it set up the town for the next several years of flat to falling revenue?
Actually, if you look at our budget and the cuts that we approved, we were actually, without doing any of those cuts, were fine for this year and next year. It was year 3, 4, and 5 that we started to see trouble. So the actions that we took this year really affect outgoing years, and we feel pretty confident about the cuts we've made to keep a balanced budget. Now, we have to see what happens to the local economy. You know, are we going to have to do this exercise again to keep a balanced budget? Will things get better? I don't have that crystal ball.
State Farm recently announced several 500 budget, 500 job cuts here based on IT jobs, mm-hmm. and an increase of several hundred jobs of claims jobs.
Right.
Now, the pay differential is probably fairly pronounced, although State
Farm's not. I would agree with that.
And State Farm's not unpocketing with what they call proprietary information on that. Mm-hmm. So how much is that going to affect you?
It's definitely going to have an effect. And I think what State Farm is going through is difficult for them, and it's difficult for the community. And I think probably the deeper damage in the short term right now is consumer confidence, and I'm a State Farm employee. Is my job secure or not?
How can that be addressed?
I don't think
by
it can.
You or the council?
I don't think it can be addressed. I think, you know, that's something you have to react to. I don't think we can be proactive about that exercise. State Farm's doing what it needs to do to maintain its integrity as a business.
Are there offsetting factors for the economy that you believe will improve the revenue side of things for the town?
I think they're there, but they're a longer haul. The Rivian project, the Brandt project, we need more of those kinds of initiatives in our community to offset what's happening. We need to diversify our economy. We're finance and insurance right now. We need to diversify that.
And how to do that when the Dallas and Phoenix and Atlanta areas are growing by tens and hundreds of people per day and we're not?
Right.
How do you do that?
Well, if we have jobs that people want in a community that people want to live in, they will stay here.
Mayor Chris Kuz, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Absolutely.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us on Sound Ideas following regular and special council meetings. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.